Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, May the 23rd, 2023, I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the review of the primary and secondary education curriculum, which started across the country today with meetings between parents, teachers, students, officials from the education ministry, and other stakeholders. The purpose is to improve the so-called competence-based curriculum, whose phased implementation began in 2017. While admired by some, the new program, especially the aspect of it known as the Continuous Assessment Learning Activities, or CALA, is facing criticism from members of parliament, some teachers and parents who say they find themselves having to do most of the homework for their children. As a result of the enduring grumblings, government had to launch a two-day review to get people's views on record, and many parents demanded change today. According to information on the Education Ministry website, the new curriculum seeks to achieve the following, quote, motivate learners to cherish their Zimbabwean identity and value their heritage, history and cultural traditions, and to prepare them for participatory citizenship, to prepare learners for life and work in an indigenized economy, an increasingly globalized and competitive environment, to ensure learners demonstrate desirable literacy and numeracy skills, including practical competencies necessary for life, to prepare and orient learners for participation in voluntary service and leadership, and to foster lifelong learning in line with the emerging opportunities and challenges of a knowledge society. Close quote. Lee Chonanjani, Zimbabwe Omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemihlangano yokuhlaziya uhlelo oluqondisa izifundo zabantwana olwe competence-based curriculum olulesigaba esihluphayo esaziwa ngokuthi Continuous Assessment Learning Activities kumbe iCALA. Abantu abaningi bakhala ngokuthi uhlelo lolu kumele luguqulwe ngoba lufaka umthwalo omningi emahlombe abafundi, kanti njalo befundiswa izinto ezinzima kakhulu. Abazali bathi yibo abagcina besenza ama-homework abantwana sikhathi sonke ngoba ayabe enzima kakhulu engabalingananga, ngitsho labafundi be-primary. Ngokunjalo, uhulumende usungule imihlangano yokukhulumisana labafundi, abazali, ababalisi, labanye lamhlanje ezikolo ukuze azwe imbono yabo lokuthi kuyini okungaguqulwa kulolu hlelo. Emihlanganweni yanamuhla, abazali abaningi bakhale ngokuthi bafuna uhlelo lolu luguqulwe. Kwaziwa ivatereri beStudio 7, nasimuchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa misangano ya tanga nasi pakati pebazi redzidzo yepasi kana kuti primary and secondary education. Vadzidzi, vabereki uye vadzidzisi. Pamusoro peurongwa wekuvandudzwa kwedzidzo unozikanwa nekuti competence-based curriculum. Pasi pechirongwa ichi, pane chikamu chanetsa chinonzi Continuous Assessment Learning Activities kana kuti CALA. Vanhu vakawanda vanosanganisira nhengo dzedare reparamende, varayiridzi uye vabereki vari kuchema nekuti vana vari kudzidziswa zvidzidzo zvakaoma izvo zvinopa kuti vabereki vave ivo vanoitira vana ava basa rechikoro. Vamwe vataura pamisangano yanhasi vanotizve vadzidzi vekumaruva vari kusaririra nekuti chirongwa ichi chinoda zvikuru kushandiswa kwedandemutande reinternet iyo isingawanikwi kumaruva. Our reporter Rutendo Mawere spoke to one parent in Harare uyo anga achichema-chema nechirongwa chekala.
Izvo zvimwana akangoya kumba akutoti mama ndiri business kuita new curriculum. After new curriculum apedza zvezve makala zviya mwana akutoita homework. After homework time dzapera mwana akutodya akwendonorara. Saka even my resources are all my schools. You find kuti akuna maresources anokwanisa anobatsira new curriculum yekutoti tingati maschools are well equipped ne maresources anobatsira vana kufacilitate new curriculum yacho. Another issue pa new curriculum ndeyekuti sometimes you find kuti maquestions are color, mostly color, ari above the level revana. Mamo maquestions like meeting taitobvunza kuti nai maquestions ekala munowawanepi and I had kuti anotogadzirwa nemateachers at grade level. But you find kuti sometimes zvimwe yacho unovhura syllabus leso kuti zvirimo here musyllabus izvi. Because mostly kumba isusu vabereki tisu tiri kuitira vana makala ndochokwadi. And again pamakala ipapo unyatsoona kuti mwana hapana zvaari kutomboziva, hazvisi zvelevel rake, hazvisi zvezera rake, hazvisi zvegrade level, hazvisi zveage level as well. Saka new curriculum on the other side iri right zvayo because yakuimbresa new technology. On the other side iwo iri kukuvadza vana, is too much, yakawandisa. Dai ministry yedu yeprimary and secondary education, new curriculum is good, but dai yagona kuti yo reduce like izvezvi vari kuita 30 at grade level. They are reducing to per subject at least 3.
And in Bulawayo, our correspondent Ezra Chisaspanda spoke to educationist Mr. Ben Moyo.
Review day is long overdue. Uhulumende vele into yenza kuqala yayivele imboza. Abantu bachitha isikhathi esiningi bekhangela into zekhala. Imali echithwayo laphana lesikhathi esichithwayo kauhambelani namamaks akhona e-30% ususuka lapho. Abanye abazali abala access to i-data, ezinye izikola zila access to data, kuyadura kugcina ngabazali abasebenzayo khonapho. Sifuna ukuthi i-curriculum futhi nxa benze review beke bekhangele ukuthi kule language groups angu-16 aku-constitution. So i-cultural heritage yethu kayikhangele zonke indimi labantu abavela kulezo ndimi. Besihlangani kwenzela ukuthi sipromote i-national unity yokubambana elizweni, singakhangeli ukuphela uhlangothi olunye. Okunye futhi silindele ukuthi i-history curriculum yethu iguquke itshengise ukuba iziphala ezapho lazo zaphatheka kwezombangazo, khathe sokukhona ngani izandla ezandla kuphela ezalwayo. Silindele futhi ukuthi i-curriculum entsha iphe lanxa kule khala kusale kule 1 per subject, kathe simaningi kakhulu. Esecondary futhi leyi 1 iphe umntwana indlela yokuthola i-career yakhe ibe i-director khonapho, but lokhu kuhlahlatiswa ngalonke ngibona kungazi kusinceda.
Umnumzana Ben Moyo oyincwethi kwezemfundo ekhuluma lapho lentathelisa indaba yethu u-Ezra Chisaspanda ekobulawayo. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with our guests tonight.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories. that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the review of the primary and secondary schools curriculum. Public consultations started today and ending tomorrow. Our guests tonight are Mr. Taunga Nandoro, spokesperson for the Primary and Secondary Education Ministry, Nokutula Hlabangana, Vice President of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and Precious Rejoice Svanda, a Form 4 student in Bulawayo. We will also be joined by Temba Wiemoyo, spokesperson for ATUZA. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with you, Mr. Ndoro. I know you are in Masvingo. You were attending the meetings there. How did they go, and what was your main takeaway?
Oh, the meetings went very well in Masvingo and Chini district, where I was actually monitoring the consultation that were taking place in the two districts. We managed to get quite a number, a lot of feedback from the parents and from pupils and teachers about our curriculum. And we obviously noticed that there was a lot of feedback also on the continuous assessment learning activities, which one of the challenges that I seemed to pick up was that most of the parents did not really understand the objectives of the continuous assessment learning activity. But as soon as we explained to them exactly what we are trying to achieve with the continuous assessment learning activity, they then started to appreciate where we're coming from with this continuous assessment learning activity, including the curriculum review itself. It was impressive that most of the parents did not have any challenges at all with the bulk of the curriculum. They only had queries about the continuous assessment learning activity. So we then realized that a lot more publicity and advocacy is supposed to be done to educate our parents on the objectives that we're trying to arrive at, and what we're trying to achieve with the continuous assessment learning activity, which when we explained to them, they found that this is a very novel idea. This is a very good thing. This is something that can actually make sure that Zimbabwe becomes a prosperous and middle income economy by the year 2030. Thank you.
Uko panyaya ya tiri kunzwa ichiva kune vamwe vabereki kuti ndivo vari kuitira vana basa rechikoro nekuti zvavari kudzidza zvikuru sei vekupremari zvakaomesa. Haina kubuda here, hamuna kuinzwa maningi here kumasvingo ikoko?
Yabuda nyaya iyoyo yabuda, asi tisu tanga tichitotsinhira kuti hakuna mwana anofanirwa kuitirwa continuous assessment learning activity yake, nekuti zvakafanana nekuti iwe mubereki waakunyorera mwana wako dzamanishon. Kala iyi inotogiredwa samacetifiketi anoenda pazimiseti paya ine 20% yainokontributa semuenzaniso. Tanga ndati nii panandisaura nevamwe abereki tiri kwachiniuko uye ndiri kwamucheke uko ndikati zvamunoona kala iyayo vana ndo vanofanirwa kuiita. Vana toti ground ibhora riri kutambwa football, soccer. Vana ndo vatambi vari kutamba maplayers. Maticha edu, ndio makoach, wamekocha wana. Masupporter, wanenga wali materials driver, wanobhadhara kupinda mustadium, ndiri vapereki. Vanochengeta vanoenda vana kuchikoro. Saka iwe supporter, ukatanga kupinda muground rebhora, uchida kubatsira mwana wako kundogohweta, wozoti mwana wangu anogona bhora, unenge watokanganisha. Iwe murairi, ukatanga uri coach, woda kupinda muground rebhora, woda kugohwetera mwana wako, wozoti mwana wangu anogona, unenge watokanganisha. Hapana maskills anenge akwanisa kuitika pane vana vedu. Saka tiri kuti isusu vana ngavarambe vachiita makala avo vega, vanogaidwa nevadzidzisi vedu vachinzita kala rako rakadai rakadai, vachiita vachidzoka vachidzonzi no vokoshwa zvakandakanaka. Vabereki vachivabatsirawo nekuvasapota kuti he vaita makala ako here, tisati vandovaka tarisai kuti vaita makala ako, kwete kuti vavaitire, kwete kuti vadzidzisi vavaitire, kwete kuti vabereki vatsvake umwe munhu anovaitira makala anenge achitovauraya vana ivavo. Nekuti zvine zvafanani nekuti vabereki vavo kana vavaridzi vavo vanenge vakutonyerera vana vavo mazimadishoni. Saka patazvotsanangura takadaro, havanzwa kufara chaizvo, vabva vaziva kuti aiwa kala inofanirwa kuitwa nemwana, ende aya atori mamax aanokwanisa kutowana 30% yekuti paanozonyora zvamanishoni rake regrade 7 kana reform 4 kana reform 6 anokwanisa kunge atorikana ne 25% kana 27% kana 23% yaanenge atowana kare, angosara nekuzongowana imwe ishoma kuti abva apaa.
Thank you, Deva Ndoro, and please do stay on the line. And speaking from experience, I remember my niece, then she was in grade 7, she's now in form 2. I didn't know makala every day, homework. And I would do like pretty much everything for her. And I ended up saying, no, I'm not doing this anymore because you are not learning anything. And at the same time, I felt like, you know, this is too tough for primary school students. But that's just my experience. We also have Unokthula Hlabangana, PTUZ, Vice President. Ms. Hlabangana, I know your union has previously raised concerns about the new curriculum, especially color. What are those concerns?
Good evening to everyone. Our major concern as an organization is that the number of colors that the learners are supposed to do, we feel the number is too much. That's why you see a lot of plagiarism taking place, a lot of copying happening because of the number. You can imagine at a secondary school, my son has been 10 subjects and is expected to write 5 colors per subject, meaning at the end of 2 years, he should have written about 50 colors. So it is our concern that at the same time, there is no budget allocation towards these colors. It's actually draining the parents are the ones who have to fork out money to go and make sure research is done, the printing of pictures or the printing of, or the typing and printing of the projects that they've done. So our plea as an organization is that as the reviews are being done, I also participated today. Majority of the parents, although in the questions that the ministry drafted, there's no specific question really that is touching an issue on color, except when we had to record on other responses, but it's not really giving much space for parents or teachers or learners to express the issue of a number of colors and the request from the majority or of us as a teacher's union or parents or myself speaking on behalf of parents or as a parent as well or as a teacher as well, is that the number needs to be reviewed, the number of colors that learners are expected to do the subject. As well, the number is just too high, and it leads to a lot of learners copying each other or plagiarism taking place. So I thought that part really is needed for review.
Indaba yokuthi abantwana abasemaphandleni ikakhulu uhlelo lolu lubashiya emuva ngoba most of the times kumele abafundi bangene ku-internet benza ama-homework, kodwa emakhaya ogogo abantwana abaningi bahlala labo gogo kabafundanga. Lanxa befundile imali yokuthenga idatha abaningi bayabe bengelayo. Ikukhalakhala elikuzwileyo yini lokho kuma-consultations anamuhla?
Izikole zisemakhaya ikakhulu ezi-down deep there abala yona i-network ngokwayo, singakafiki ku-issue yedatha vele ngikhangele yithetho lotho. Abala yona i-network ebambayo efonini ukuthi futhi bakwanisile ukuthi bazathola imali yedatha bagugle, bavele abala kuthi abazali bona abakhona uzuthi laba abasejobheni kobulawayo abazali, umzali yatshona edidi fona ngoba siyaze sithini sithi amakhala lawo kumele kube ngumntwana ozibhalelayo, ye mzali kavunyele ukungena egrawundini yokubhala amakhala. Yes, that's what the ministry, even the ministry can work on the way which into another than the Kala, but into a year in Zagala, especially in my European, and that's valid up in Iraba Palama Kala. But when I was to deny ministry, deny it, he need to work on the same party, he didn't end Zagala in my hand. For Rama Kala, I will answer my four years, we haven't done a two. Unzali in a sense of a responsibility, but I haven't done it just for a teaching to any party. But in Valekaya, you know, always, whether one does mix, does little, Kalala Mundas, and do I could. I have a moment teaching, okay, Roma Kiranity, when I hear who's the Kalala Mandali, interrupted Toma Kala Laika. I will know I'm seeing the way. So we choose, which one does a very much European, does a Kalabi Pumele, or who known is Sundan Babu, who is Raman Dana Makai, or Raman Dropin. That opportunity which is as a lot of people, but once it's finished, as a network in a lot. A Macavala network, Palava Zalava, another information, another now, the would be the book of the team. So we are not a new now, I don't have a fanality. In my opinion, the fanana, in the direction is the fanana at the end of the day.
Siabona.
So we must be in the same time, and we value the same time. We be my.
Siyabonga Mahlabangana Nokuthula Hlabangana, Vice President of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Please do stay on the line. We also have Mr. Taungana Ndoro, Education Ministry spokesperson. And now let's go to Precious Rejoicer Spanda, a Form 4 student in Kwabulawayo. Good evening, Rejoice. Let's dive in. What's your experience with color and the new curriculum? I know you are sitting for your final exams, Form 4 exams this year. Are there any challenges? What's your assessment?
Yes. There are a lot of challenges we are facing with colors. First, we have AMA shortages for AMA resources. Geography, airtizer, and school. We see the engine, we put it in Lama Gate, the Kalaya is now, the Taipa, the Pintisa, the Maria Way, Pintisa, the Yaku. Sometimes size stalila abazala makhala emicina engasazisi isilutho umzali ngeyayisebhala nokuthi yaswela lesikhathi for ukustada yawenjini sezikhala esikolo lakho ilise abaleseni senza abakhala iticha-te akulanto ezayenza hlala ikhasi yonke yenza amakhala ngaphatha singasebenzisikhathi ukuthi iyali so ama-exams siprepare and okunye sayifuna ledatha i-inthanethi every colour kwamele igugle ukuze igugle idinge i-inthanethi ibhale ukhali type iprint.
Ngezinye indlela Rejoice lapha uthi i-part ye-curriculum okuthiwa yikhala leyo ithatha isikhathi esiningi okokuthi ligcina lingasakhona ukwenza omunye umsebenzi wesikolo. Ukhona ubabuta ungananzoro lapha isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo nxa ungakhuluma laye kuyini okumqoka ofuna bakulungisise?
Abangakulungisela khona engasidisela ikhala baphenda ukuthi one colour per subject ngoba omunye ayeseza 10 subject kumele ayenze amakhala angu-5 per subject iyabe ngasela sikhathi so bengasenzela ukuthi each subject bafake one colour ayikungasinceda lokho kakhulu thole lesikhathi sokustudisa ama-exams.
Siyabonga Precious aqhubeka ukubambila. Ndizoke kwamuri Vandoro muri kunzwapo Precious mudzidzi form 4 ari kutaura kuBulawayo kuhanzi dai matinzwirawo tsitsi marejisa makala koitwa one color per subject uye ari kuchema nenyaya dzedata nema ne shortage electricity pachidimbu muri ku muchazvigadzira sei izvozvo?
Nyaya taizeya futi nevabereki uye nevadzidzi tichitaura kuti kala iyi vanofanira kunzwisisa kuti youse amaresources ari available to you kuti uite kala yako. So if you do not have resources and you are in a rural or remote area, there is no electricity, there is no internet, you can still do your color focusing on a research area or a problem within your community that you want to solve. So you solve with whatever is available within your resources. Let me give you another example. Toti Jusu Uruda Kwicha Kala Yukuka Dira Juice, Orange Juice. Nema orange juice. Asi augari juice nikuna na pindura kana mazoe. Vanogara mazoe vanogadzirisa orange juice nema orange. Nema orange. Vaya vanogarawo kukunkai nekuna na chipinde. Vakaona mauyu. Vanotora mauyu iyayo. Vogadzirisa juice iyoyo nemauyu iyayo. Vaya vanogowo kumwe nezi. Vanotora mapfura ayaya vogadzirisa juice iyoyo nekuti ndo ari kuwanika munzvimbo nemunharaunda yavari.
Thank you.
Hakuna maorange ari ku
Thank you, Vandoro. We are running out of time, but ngibuye kuwe Mahlabangana in 30 seconds. Give us your last word. What's the way forward?
My last word is plead with the ministry to say there is need for in-service training for teachers, and there is no way that we can separate the issue of the implementation of the curriculum away from the teacher motivation or teacher salaries. It's an issue. Pay teachers well, and everything else will become easy for everyone. That one is it.
Thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. Ms. Sabangana, Nokfula Sabangana, Vice President, where PTU is that. We also heard from Ubabuta Ungananzoro, Isikhulumeli Sogatsha Lwezemfundo. And we also heard from Precious Rejoice Spanda, a Form 4 student in Bulawayo. Good night, Zimbabwe.